Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of 100% Mariah and Mia. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Mia.
And I'm very shocked and impressed and feeling blessed that we're back so soon.
So blessed.
Like, by the time this goes up, it would have been what? Is it 2 weeks? That's a miracle. And I hope you guys are feeling as swagalicious as we are right now.
So swagalicious.
Anyway, we're recording this on a Thursday. Happy Thursday, everyone. Should we do a little recap?
Yeah.
Just to start off, as we usually do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've been really trying our best to hustle this last week.
Mariah's going to catch you guys up, and I'm going to go get a snack.
Genuinely,
I'll be back.
Genuinely have whatever you want. But don't...
Don't go crazy. Don't
smash
in the mic. I know.
Those Ritz are a little stale, the ones right there. Okay. Literally anything you want is yours, Mia. Okay, so basically... We've been trying really hard, the way my partner actually ditched me, we've been trying really hard to stay consistent and, like, not only put up the audio, like, podcast, obviously, but promote it. So if we're being annoying on social media, like, what do you want me to do? Like, we're trying to make this happen for us. So I've just been posting a lot of little videos. Oh my god, you got chocolate of all things?
Well, it's an Oreo. That doesn't really count, right?
She got an Oreo, which she says doesn't count as chocolate, but it literally does. Mia hates chocolate.
Oreos.
Anyway,
I hate chocolate.
So Oreos. We've been spamming with videos on TikTok and do ASMR, you won't. Do it.
Oh god,
not the laugh. Trigger warning. Alright. We've been posting videos on Instagram. I posted my first reel. I don't post reels, but I'm like, I'm about to get real with the reel. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really trying to get this stuff
funny,
up.
That was funny, Raya.
Thank you.
Be real with the reel. That was good.
Yeah, because I really want us to pop off. You know what I mean? Pun intended. So, yeah, on TikTok, whatever. So we're just doing our best. But the momentum, I would say, is starting off from scratch. Because we had good momentum with the video. Like, we were posting so many videos, but the... comparison of the last video we posted before our two-year hiatus versus now, obviously is a drastic difference, but that's to be expected. So obviously, like, if you're seeing the videos, you know, there's a podcast to go with it. We're not just posting videos just for the gag. We're not holding this microphone as an accessory. Like, although we look so cute and stylish, like, there's a podcast here. Like, we're not just making videos. I don't know if that was obvious.
Some people are acting like it wasn't obvious.
Or maybe they just don't care. And honestly,
yeah,
I'm going to respect...
Maybe they don't have time.
Yeah, I'm going to respect it, but I don't get it. But it's fine. Just because I know us and I know what we're capable of and I know what we're producing.
Slay.
Thank you.
Slayed.
Additionally,
that up, you guys.
Additionally, I feel like... You know when you, like, watch... When you binge something enough, you kind of pick up traits of the people? Like, reality shows? Like, if we watch... Like, that 2020 when we were literally binging Love Island, I did pick up a slight accent. It's and it has still stuck around to this day.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do about it? Anyway, so I've been binging... I keep calling them the morning toast. It's the toast.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying morning toast?
I feel like they used to be the morning toast.
Maybe so. Whatever.
Because
that didn't
sound weird to me.
Thank you. So I've been binging the toast. And, like, I find that I'm... talking faster like Claudia does because, like, I'm hearing her talk so fast for an hour every single day.
I feel like we also, though, naturally talk kind of fast.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're with your people, I talk way faster when I'm with my friends and family versus strangers.
True, I'm just unhinged.
I'm just like, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
Mine goes too fast.
Anyway, so that's us. Thank you for your support, I guess. Oh, Mia, you have a fun weekend. You have a fun weekend ahead of you, Mia.
Yeah, I sure do, Ross.
I said it kind of weird, so then I went with the accent, you know what I'm saying? So what are your weekend plans, Memers?
My weekend plans, I'm actually flying to the Bay, like, a couple hours after we record this episode.
Oh my god, you're just booked and busy, girl.
I'm so booked and busy.
Beautiful.
I'm literally not, but it's okay. But I'm excited.
I'm going to Target. You're catching a flight. That's beautiful.
Well, I had my Target days, too. Well, you were in Tulum.
I had my Target days. It's in the past now.
I had my Target days.
She's above it now.
No, I'm not. I love Target. So I'm going to the Bay tonight, and I'm pretty pumped. I feel like I haven't been there in over... No, I literally haven't been there in over a year, like a year and a half.
Obviously, everyone listening, I feel like, knows, but Mia lived here for the first 10 years of her life, then lived in the Bay for, like, 10 to 20, obviously, and then moved back here, so she grew up there as well. No, I don't want to be, like, a literal weather channel, but like, is the weather weathering there?
It's terrible.
Is it still bad?
It's terrible.
It's finally sunny here again, but it's gonna get bad again.
I literally was looking online because I was packing, and it was like 99% chance of rain every day. I'm not built for that.
I don't mind the rain. I'm more offended by the wind.
I'm more offended by the storms. When it's pouring.
If you combine rain and wind, stay inside. Mm-mm. Then it's a hazard.
Yeah, then it's bad. So, you know.
But it should be fun. Seeing your peeps. Moving on. Okay, we have... I'm pretty excited about the topics we have today. Like, I'm excited to like dive in and just discuss.
Should we tell them how we did it?
Oh, yeah.
So, I created a shared note for me and Raya on our phones, like literally in the freaking notes app. And so we can both add to it. And so we'll be texting and talking about something. And they'll be like, oh, no, that's good for the pod. And then we just get this fat notification at the top. Raya made changes to the pod notes.
It's so funny because like we'll have a funny conversation and then I'll see like new edit from me and Ashley. Like it's the best.
I love it. It's actually really effective.
Yeah. So and like shared notes aren't like new to people.
Yeah.
But
for this purpose,
for some reason, genius. We haven't thought to do it before.
I know.
I'm embarrassed a little bit, but I'm happy we're here now.
Yeah.
All right. So should we break it down?
Yeah.
All right. Buckle up.
Get into it.
This is where like some fun intro music would play, but.
Oh my God, we should do that. So first on our hot topic list, launches, variations of launches. What kind of launch are you comfortable with? Have you launched before? And would you launch again?
Okay, for those of you who are confused for whatever reason, we're talking about like relationship launches, like hard launch versus soft launch.
Yeah.
I love a proper soft launch.
Mm-hmm.
Like private but not a secret, as they say.
Right.
I'm not saying I relate to it because I'm secret but secretive girl.
Right.
But I literally, this is weird, I literally love like when people post. Like, a girl posts and, like, his face isn't in it. And it's just, like, his arm.
Yeah.
That's a proper soft launch to me.
Yeah.
Hard launch is, like, the hardest of hard launches.
A tag. Oh, I could never do a tag.
A feed post tag.
Oh, no.
It doesn't get... Then there's no like, anything left to any surprise. Yeah. Or, like,
yeah, everybody
you know.
Knows.
So, should we rank, like, the levels?
I was going to ask you before, do you follow Ava Jules?
Yeah,
she's doing been a great soft launcher.
Also, like, never any shade to anyone's ex. From the soft launch, like, the literal shadow that she posted of him, she looks like she leveled up. He looks like a good looking guy.
And I feel like, too, like, her other boyfriend, she wasn't posting like that. You know? Maybe she's just excited.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
But yeah,
she's like, I love her soft launches.
I want to, like, recreate that one day. The one where they're at the beach and it's, like, they're...
It was so cute.
It's
the silhouettes.
She took a picture of their silhouettes in the sand.
So cute. Yeah.
If you see that on my Instagram one day, mind your business.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, literally check her freaking socials because her soft launch is so cute. And, like, all of her followers are, like, excited for her, which is, like, really cute.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
Did I find his at? Absolutely.
And I'm sure you're not the only one. Can you send it to me? Because I want to look later.
He's private. But, yeah, I can send it.
I want to just look at the private post page then. So how do you feel about launches? Like, where are you at with that?
I personally would never, ever hard launch. I think if I do a hard launch, like, we're already married and, like, we're expecting. That's when I'll do a hard launch.
100%. I was even telling my students this, like, because they like to ask me about, like, my personal life and stuff. I'm like, you won't know until, like, I'm posting that I'm already 4 months pregnant and there's a ring on my finger.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, I'm already moved into my, like, house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's when, like, you'll see him on my feed.
Yeah.
I really don't mind a story post, especially if it's secretive, but I love the idea of, like, surprise. I've leveled up in all these ways, and, like, now I'm catching you up because you, like, found out with the common folk. But there's no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. I just
But you
know...
want to be a mysterious girl for the rest of your life.
Not even being mysterious. I just know that's so not me to, like, put on blast what I'm doing in that realm. Like, that I keep very, very private. And so to think that, like, or...
But I feel like you did private but not a secret last time and it was good.
Yeah. But also, what if he hard launches you? And then he's like, where's my hard launch? Oh, dude.
Hmm.
And, like, what if you're not ready to hard launch? You know what I mean?
Yeah, how do you get on the same page with the launch, period?
I don't know.
Someone just decides to post the other.
And, like, it's like, oh, my God, I'm so flattered you are ready to hard launch me, which I think we'll get into later with our other topic. But, like, I do not want to be hard launched.
Really?
No.
I don't mind if you hard launch me as long as it's not embarrassing and, like, it cringe. Yeah. But, because, like, you want to be shown off. I want to, like, yeah, this is a double standard, but, like, this is my truth. I don't mind if you post me on your feed, but don't expect to see your face on mine.
I saw this TikTok, and it was, like, this girl was talking about how on her birthday, her boyfriend posted the most ugly photos of her.
At that point, you don't even respect her.
No, and it was like, now all these girls that are in love with you think you're dating somebody ugly and not the baddest
and
girl
ever. And they're laughing. No, that, honestly, if your partner launches you and doesn't get your approval of the launch, and, like, launch, like, that's your first debut on their, I'm going to say channel, on their page, in their life, on their social media, like, and they don't get your approval and confirm that it's your favorite picture of yourself.
What if
they don't love you? They hate you.
What if they've already posted you before, but then on your birthday they post these ugly photos?
If you ever post ugly photo, like ugly, cute, we're comfortable, we're laughing together, or ugly, like that actually, like,
you is just embarrassing. Don't like the photo of yourself. It's not necessarily embarrassing, but you're like, this is not me at my best.
And that's like the cover?
It's like the first story.
They hate you, they don't love you.
Okay, because this happened to me. My ex, on my birthday, posted these photos of me, like, a dump, right?
Oh, I remember. And you,
like,
didn't like them.
On his story. And, like, the first photo I see, I was like, I look so terrible in this photo. And, like, he had posted me before, but not, like, it was, like, close friends. Or, like, it was, like, a soft launch photo.
Yeah, so this is a big deal.
Yeah. And so I was like, you have to take that down. You have to take that down immediately because I look so terrible.
Right. So. Well, here's the thing. And this is the only thing I'll say in defense. Like, your partner, like, you have some form of, like, rose-colored glasses on. So, like, naturally,
right.
Like, you think, like,
it's a good photo.
If you love your, if you really love your partner and really care for your partner, like, you're going to think they look great even if they don't look great.
Yeah.
Even if they think they don't look great.
Right.
So, like, he probably thought you look great because he thinks you're beautiful and cute no matter what.
Yeah.
Get the approval first. I don't care if it's the birthday and you're trying to, like, oh, surprise, I posted this cute thing for you. Like, make sure I like it first.
Yeah. Like, it needs to be in the favorites album.
And that's just, like, kind of, like, a little, like, hack for anyone. Like, if you post something for someone's birthday and they're reposting every story, but, like, yours, they probably don't like how they look in the photo. You should have rethought it.
Yeah.
If they don't repost any stories, then it's like, okay, they didn't repost any story. But if they repost every other friend's post but your post, you are too inconsiderate to think about whether or not this was their best photo. And if you don't have a cute enough photo, just repost from their page.
There are options.
I feel so strongly about that. I'm sorry, I was actually getting really serious, but, like, I feel strongly about that because be considerate. Like, you can tell when, like, a friend doesn't look their best.
Yeah, if it's a bad photo, it's a bad photo.
Anyway, so if you're going to launch me right. And with your chest.
Y'all
and
heard
don't
it.
Expect the same in return.
Yeah. Expectations, low. Minimal. None,
no,
actually.
Honestly, like, it really depends. Because I'm not opposed to a launch. But don't expect...
Yeah.
If you're posting my whole face on your feed, at Mariah Grissom, I love you so much. You're the best person I've ever met. Like, I'm not going to do the same. I don't mind putting someone on a feed in a dump.
Yeah, I posted on my feed in a dump.
Yeah, I think that's cute.
And it was like a soft launch photo.
Yeah.
Neck down.
Yeah. So that's where we stand on that, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, I got really intense, guys.
That got really passionate and I didn't mean to, but
launches are real.
It's just real. I feel strongly about launches. I love a good soft launch in conclusion.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. I think, like,
and they can find them if they really want to. It's not a soft launch where it's impossible to find them. If you do your digging, which I've been known to do my digging, you can find the person.
And you're not even, the person posting isn't posting it so you can never find them. They're just posting because, like, that's what they're
like,
comfortable
just
posting.
Letting you know, I'm off the market.
You can easily go through their likes and see, like, this one person disliked every single photo. It's probably them.
This has nothing to do with launches, but I send Mariah a lot of TikToks, you guys. And so, like, you know, you press the arrow, you go to DM it, you go to send her the thing. Recently, I've been getting suggested accounts in my to DM list. Do you get that?
Like, they suggest accounts you don't usually DM?
Yeah, like, accounts I don't follow.
That's never happened to me. It's always, like, the like a list of everyone I've ever DM'd, basically.
Exactly, in, like, in order from most DM'd to least DM'd.
Yeah, recent.
Oh, that too. Well, yeah. And there's this one guy that I went out with one time, and literally the order for DMing, it goes, like, it changes, but it'll be, like, Gabby, Mariah, Hunter, and, like, whoever else, Elijah sometimes, whatever. And he'll pop up, like, right next to Mariah sometimes. And I send Mariah the most wild TikToks.
About him sometimes.
Like, just, like, you know, like.
In reference.
It's like joking. It's, like, as a joke. You know those, like, tarot card readings? And it's, like, he's been absent, but he's, like. But he's thinking of you and has dreams about you. And I, like, think it's so funny. And I'll, like, send to Mariah and be like, claim.
So you accidentally almost sent that to him one time. Maybe your TikTok is suggesting it because you
text. You should send it. Oh, what were you going to say?
Because you text about him to me on a.
But
I kind of almost want to say daily basis.
Well, I've gotten better in making it, like, funny. Like, I'm not actually, we're like, not obsessing. Sad. Yeah, it's like I'm making jokes because the context
different phase of
yeah.
Grief. Yep.
Yeah. We're at the later parts of grief. Yeah. But I think it's so funny.
It is so funny. It would not be funny if you sent it to him.
No, I would die. I don't know what I would.
Can you unsend it? I thought you could unsend stuff.
But you still got the notification. I have to block him. So
why do you even you have him on TikTok? Like, you follow
no,
each other?
No, it's like it's like suggested in your contacts.
Oh, I see.
That's why he's suggested because
maybe
we have
that's
each
why
other's
I,
number.
Maybe I don't have it synced or something. Maybe I don't know.
But then I'm like, I have so many people's numbers.
Why him?
Yeah.
Probably because you talk about him to me every day.
But how do they know that?
TikTok's smarter than all of us.
I don't like it.
No, my gag is like Mia will send me a video. And while I'm watching it, I forgot that she sent it to me. And then I'll be like, oh, I got to send this to Mia. And then I'll send it to her. And she'll be like, Mariah, look
Mariah
up.
I just sent that.
Yeah, that's my gag.
In addition to people that I dated that I don't want to talk about anymore. love bombing and trauma dumping.
Okay, hold on. We need to take a minute.
Where do we start?
Everyone sit down and get comfortable.
We have a lot to say.
We have to talk about this.
I feel very passionate about the love bombing at the moment.
I feel very passionate about the trauma dumping.
Oh, perfect.
So let's break it down. And I know no one asked. The guys didn't ask for advice again. I'm sorry that we're laying it on thick two weeks in a row. Almost every time. But
sorry we've been laying it on thick for 26 hours.
Sorry we've been literally bullying you every single time we get on here, but
it is what it is.
I feel like you need it. And I think we're helping.
Sometimes bullying helps.
I love charity work. Okay, so so basically, in our experience, I would say as soon as the first / second date,
yeah,
/ like first couple weeks of talking, I'll say actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some of us haven't met up with the
yeah.
Guys love to trauma dump / yeah. love bomb.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a time where I went out with someone.
And
they didn't do one of the two.
Yeah. And I'd say I'm more familiar
the
with...
The more deathly it one is combination.
Yes.
Gotten that.
Yes.
As of you recently.
I think guys, at least in my experience, usually trauma dump.
Yeah.
But, like, I've had few love bombing encounters. I hate them more.
You know what? I think guys love bomb after you receive their trauma dump.
Did you just crack the code?
I cracked the code, and I wish the code didn't exist. Can I, like, deactivate the code? I'll try.
Because it's the, okay, I showed you my demons, and you're still here.
And I'm in love
Boom!
With you.
Boom!
But, like, show me your demons, like...
Later.
And, like...
Can I like you first before you're showing
me
your demons?
Right, like more, buy me more than one meal first before you, like, have to show me, like, some of your toxic traits.
Or, what about me? What about my demons?
And, like, Thank you for your honesty.
But, like,
I love that you're being real up front.
Yeah.
But, like, we gotta, like, get to know each other.
Ease into it. It's a lot at one time.
Like, get my door first.
Both of them?
Sorry, I said it again.
Hey, you don't want a gentleman yet? That's
funny. Wait, really quickly about the door thing from the last episode.
Yeah.
My dad called me this morning. And he was like,
thank God you have the standard.
No, I thought that's what he was going to say. He called me. So my dad watches my TikTok. So he saw the video where I was saying, telling guys to get the door for me, whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what you should do, actually? When he gets the car door for you and he's walking around to his side of the car door, you should lean over and unlock it and get it for him. I was like, but everyone has a key fob now. He's like, but, like, that's what you should do. Like, that's, like the guy would really like that. I was, like, maybe back in the day when you had to, like, crank up the window. Right. And, like, you had to, like, put your key in to unlock it. Maybe that was a thing.
Yeah.
30 years ago, the last time you went on a first date. But, like, in today's day and age, that's not a thing. Okay, sorry. That was my side story for the story.
Interesting take.
Yeah. I disagree. Sorry, Dad.
Interesting take, MG Logistics.
Yep. Shout out. Okay, so, sorry about the side story. But I had to get that off my chest because it was obnoxious. So yeah, first date, trauma dumps.
And then I'm like, did I start it? Like,
did I ask for this?
Did I, like, give some sort of, like, signal, like, yes, you can do this here right now?
What about us is giving you the comforting feeling that you can trauma dump at this time on this first date?
Yeah. And then it's like, is it us?
Am is I it the me, villain? Jesus?
Is it me, Jesus? I don't know.
No, like, I can't, and, like, I'm thinking of one particular time, it was the second date,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying, like, I don't even know how he brought it up, it couldn't have made any sense, obviously, but he was literally, like, yeah, and I have, like, a really big, like, secret that, like, I experienced in my past, that, like, after we, dead ass, after we get to know each other better, like, this is something, like, I would really want to share with you. Like,
oh, I would have
only,
a panic attack,
only,
Maya.
Only my immediate family and best friend know. And I
did you ever find out the secret?
No, because I already, you know what?
What?
He didn't get the car door for me, I think, that time.
Oh,
and
God.
And I started the date off with an ick, and his jeans were so tight.
Damn.
Not only were they so tight, they had rips. And you know those like, jeans with the ridges on the thighs?
Yeah.
So I already went into the date knowing, like, oh,
this
darn it,
awesome.
I have the
I've
ick. But
him.
Now, like, fine, let's get these tacos. Didn't buy my tacos. I had to pay $2.
Oh,
it was
my God,
fine.
I remember that.
It was the dude.
Yeah, damn.
Hope you're doing well. Anyway. So where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So we trauma dumped, but, like, soft launch trauma dumped.
Yeah. He wanted to reel you in. So you're like, what's the secret?
So I'm so curious what the secret was. And
yeah,
I'm sorry
no,
I can't
too.
Deliver that information.
I really wanted to know.
But it must have been serious. Imagine he tooted in class and it was embarrassing. No, I'm kidding. Something happened.
But also, if I had this, like, secret that only, like, you, Gabby, and, like, my family knew, on a first date, I'm not telling anybody about that.
Yeah, like, he didn't even tell me the secret. He told me that he has a secret.
And
like,
then it's
you're
like,
suspicious now.
Yeah, why would you want to go out with somebody that has this, like, dying secret?
Because now I'm scared. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And, like, by the way, there's no issue with someone having...
Secrets,
trauma, like...
We have our own things.
You should absolutely share your past traumas with your partner.
Just
not on
the
first or
date.
Second date.
Yeah.
Like, ease us into it.
Yeah.
But the love bombing. I feel like
some people might like love bombing, but to me, it's an immediate ick.
I think the love bombing, like there's a right and wrong way. Like, don't love bomb me to the point where I'm overwhelmed and I get the ick, but like,
yeah.
Make it known that you like me,
which is like appreciated. But then I don't think that's love bombing, but also I think I personally prefer like flirty banter.
Yeah,
I don't need like 75 hard eye emojis.
Right, throw in a compliment,
even
make me feel
I need
good
a roast to compliment ratio.
Yeah, but not one-to-one ratio.
Not one-to-one ratio, but there needs to be a ratio.
But there needs to be some sort of, like, balance between the two.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I agree. I think that... Well, like, what do you classify as love bombing?
I think love bombing, for me personally... Okay, what I don't like is, like, too many compliments where I feel like it's just, like... Okay.
like what? Does it lose its credibility or you're just, like,
no,
bored
just
of saying
like,
thank you?
Yeah.
Actually?
No, that's how I messed up. It's just like awkward.
Mm.
Like, I don't need to be gassed 25/7.
But I feel like
24/7.
We've already proven that, like, you're a little different with the preferences.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Wait, honestly, let me not gaslight you into that corner. Are you the one with the controversial standards and preferences, or is it me?
No, it's me.
Because, like, do people care about their door getting opened? Do people care, like, if they're complimented too often or not enough? I don't know. Now I'm second guessing everything. Whatever. Who cares about other people? This is for us. I'm back on track. Thank you.
It's just an ick. And I think
just, I get like, it. If it, like,
just too much.
With anything, like, there's a fine line of, like, accepted and, like, overdoing it.
And back to the trauma dumping time.
Right.
If it's
time.
My boyfriend of 6 years and he's like, oh my gosh, you are gorgeous.
Yeah, be obsessed
like,
with me.
Yeah, I am, actually. And it's 6 years later and you still think that? Appreciate it.
Right.
I started talking to you yesterday and you're like obsessed with me, I'm going to be like, why? You have no, what's the word? You have no like foundation to your belief.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
Right.
You don't know that I'm
Mia.
Everything that I am.
I just feel, I really feel like you and I are on the same page, sentence, word right now. Like, I totally agree.
It's the only, like, right answer.
Like, you need, it's the time. That's what matters. Dump your trauma. Bomb your love.
In a timely manner.
Yes.
Glad we got that off of our chest.
That was, like, kind of a relieving feeling. I really just...
I'm glad we came to, like, a reason why it doesn't work.
I feel lighter.
Because it's...
My heart.
Because it's still appreciated. Like, I want to know things about you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel love.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in a reasonable amount of time. Mm-hmm.
And...
Call us crazy,
on the other end of that extreme, don't be too... Stop. Don't be too cool to, like, compliment.
Yeah.
Because I feel
ratio.
Like... Yeah, because I feel like if you don't give enough compliments or any compliments, like, if you don't even say that they look, like, attractive to you or pretty or whatever, beautiful, like, so we're buddies?
Right. You know the TikTok audio? It's like, what is it? Friend. I said you're bad. I had the most random, like, LinkedIn message. Do you have a LinkedIn?
No.
Dude, LinkedIn culture
do
is so wild.
Do dance people do LinkedIn?
I don't know.
Probably.
So I get this message from this girl on LinkedIn, and she's like, hey, Mia, I saw she was a job recruiter, so I know it was legit. It, like, wasn't a spam message. And she was like, hey, Mia, I came across your profile, and I thought your background was, like, whatever, like, aligned with this job offering that she has. And I was, like, intrigued, and I just wanted to see what the vibes were, so I was like, hey, like, yeah, let me know what the position is. And then she messages me back, and it's, like, this personal assistant to this, like, big celebrity, like, a childhood person that we know.
Based off of your LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think because I'm, like, in publicity and, like, PR and stuff.
Oh,
it was,
I
like,
see. Could go
aligned.
Hand in hand.
Mm. Yeah. And it was, like, obviously, like, entry-level, like, chill, whatever. But I was, like, really?
To be her assistant?
Yeah, celebrity? Like, a personal assistant.
Would you do it?
No.
Oh. Because of celebrity or in general?
I think because of the celebrity. I think if I was going to be a personal assistant, it would have to be to, like, Selena Gomez. Like, somebody
true.
I'm obsessed with.
True.
So
you don't
like
want, like,
fun.
Some, like, annoying, messy person that you have to, like, babysit.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like, I don't want a crazy person, but I was like,
but,
that's
like, one
wild.
Where you, like, actually like her lifestyle.
Yeah, where I feel like I could actually, like, learn something.
Right.
Like,
and, like, you care about her PR.
Yeah. Yeah. But
and
I thought that was crazy. Can you imagine? Celebrity culture is, like, wild, though. I told Mariah this, but I'm going to pretend like I didn't tell her this already. I decided that... Actually, I don't want to tell you guys. I'm going to keep that for me.
What?
Sorry. I watched the Golden Globes. Just, like, the little clips on, like, TikTok. I didn't, like, sit and watch it on Peacock or NBC. Sorry. But they had such good interviewers there. They had the girl... What's her name from Chicken Shop Date? The British girl?
What is her name?
I'm obsessed with her. She was interviewed with her.
She's funny. Oh, I watched her videos.
She's so funny. I'm literally obsessed with her.
I've watched her recent ones.
I saw this video of her interviewing Andrew Garfield on the carpet. Oh my God, it was so funny. Their banter was so hilarious.
I saw Andrew Garfield in a different interview, I think.
He's so funny. Like, them going back and forth. And obviously, I just love how she, like, awkwardly flirts with everybody she interviews.
She doesn't care. That's what makes it funny.
It's so funny. But I was, like, impressed that NBC was like, we need her at the Golden Globes.
She's, like, kind of, like, she hasn't gotten A-listers, I don't think, but, like,
she has some pretty big people.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had freaking Keke Palmer.
Oh, yeah, she did. Okay, so, yeah. She's on the come up. Good for her.
I love her, though.
They had a lot of, like, popular celebrity pop culture TikTokers
interviewing
in the mix, which I
think makes way more sense, like, from a publicity standpoint, because it's like,
oh yeah, so
I don't
smart.
Recognize these other, you know,
like
these
the
other
E people. Sorry,
yeah,
you're out.
I do love Aaron Lim, but the other people I don't really know that well, and they don't have this like already following. So I think, like, somebody like freaking Chicken Shop Date Girl to literally...
Because the consumers are tuning into the TikTokers. So
yeah.
And
like,
they're smart. Even if the actors hate to see it.
Yeah. But sometimes I think they like it. It seems like more chill vibes.
I bet they like it because now they're like being introduced.
Yeah.
Like what's her face? Jennifer Coolidge. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah.
Yeah, why did I, like...
From White Lotus?
I literally know her name. I don't know why. Like, I second guess, but I don't know. Something about the look in your eye made me second guess myself. So.
I didn't know where you were going with it.
Well, she did an interview, and she was saying, like, thanks to Ariana Grande, and, like, the new generation, like brought her back.
Oh, I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, so she was... That's why I was going with that. She was saying, like, this generation, like, brought her back. And, like, gave her this second, like, wind, I guess.
I love her. She's so funny.
So I bet the, like, actors, if they embrace it, it works for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, Ariana Grande thought you were cool and iconic, brought you back. Then she got more, like, she
more
started, like,
that.
Trending more. Yeah, and she has. And then in her speech, wait, did you finish White Lotus?
Yeah.
She's like, even though you killed me off.
Yeah,
And then people were like, damn, like, I didn't finish White Lotus yet. But, like, you had a month. It ended, like, a month ago.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. But that'd be crazy if you were an assistant for
a B-lister. I'm like, or what would that even look like? I wouldn't even want to know the day-to-day. I mean, it seems like crazy hours. Like a personal assistant, I don't know if I could do.
It'd have to be someone that is organized and actually like respects your time.
Yeah.
It can't just be someone...
I don't want to get coffee every day.
There's probably going to be some like just stupid errands that they don't want to run, but you have to do it for them. But they need to respect like... the clock out hours.
Oh, absolutely. Which I feel like a lot of people like wouldn't.
Probably not. I think it depends. I think the actual professional like ones would.
Yeah.
But those young like social media ones might not.
Yeah. Do you think that you could pull a celebrity? Do you ever see those TikToks and they're like, I know for a fact this celebrity I could easily pull.
I don't think I could pull a celebrity.
I have one in mind that I think you could pull. And this is also because I just watched the Golden Globes.
Do I even want to know?
I don't think Mariah would necessarily be into him, but I think if he met Mariah, he'd be obsessed with her. Like, easily,
I'm scared. I hope I know who it is.
No, you definitely know who it is. Do you watch, what is it? Abbott Elementary?
Tyler?
Yes! I'm so thinking you could so easily
Tyler
pull
James.
Him. Williams?
Yeah.
Mariah could easily pull him.
You know what's so funny? I'm watching Walking Dead and he was like...
He was in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, no way.
Everybody hates Chris. What's his height? What's his age? Like...
Oh, let's check.
Not that I'm gonna like pursue it, obviously.
She's like, okay, Tyler.
You think I could pull Tyler James? Mr.
Yeah.
Tyler? What's it called? I'm loving his second win, by the way. No, I don't
Me
know.
Me too.
Like everything he was in when we were kids, so funny. And I like, like the Unaccompanied Minors. Wasn't that him too?
Oh my God, he's so small.
He's small? What do you mean?
He's 5'8".
How tall is Miss Quinta? Is it Quinta?
Wait, he's not 5'8".
No, he's giving 6'2".
Creator. Oh my God, she's 4'11".
Oh, so that's why he looks tall next to her. He doesn't stand a chance respectfully. He's your height?
Oh, my God.
He looks tall.
I know. I thought he was, like, 6'2".
I thought he was over 6 feet.
Yeah. He
always
seems super tall.
It's not like that was going to be pursued on either
end. I know, but
end.
Now I feel like my answer was stupid.
No, it's okay, Mia. Good try.
I didn't know he was a short king.
Should I think of someone I think you can pull? Well, I think you can pull, honestly.
Oh my god, I'm scared. Imagine you had the same person I think I could pull. I would so...
I don't have a specific person in mind. I think easily you could pull any professional basketball or football player. Obviously, you're not going to go for the freaking, like, LeBron James level people.
Right.
I think you could easily date someone in the NBA.
I think, personally, I don't know what it is. NFL players are more fond of me than NBA players.
But I think you're more fond of them, too.
NFL players?
Yeah. You always...
Really?
I feel like past episodes, you would always talk about... the football players of USC and UCLA, and I would talk about basketball.
Oh, well, that's just because I saw their TikToks. I, for my celebrity that I thought I could pull, do you know Marcus Scribner from Blackish? And now he's on Grownish Junior.
The kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's grown, obviously.
I'm obsessed with him. I think I can pull him.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
What do you got to do?
I think I've moved on from Jordan Baker to
I was about Junior. To say, I actually think you could pull Jordan Baker if you had the chance.
He's still in the White House. His track record?
Yeah, doesn't that hurt a little bit when you have a celebrity crush and then you see, like, they only date white people?
Yes.
Or whatever.
Or like whatever people. Whatever that doesn't look like me. Yeah. Okay, also...
I only want to see you dating someone that it looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
Then you break up and then you find me. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, if you... Okay, let's... Random thought. You... This guy gives you his Instagram. You're going to go through his following.
Mm-hmm.
You go through his following. Two scenarios. It's either all white girls or all light-skinned girls. Which do you prefer? That was such a genuine
I guess I would prefer to see him only following black girls, but then I feel like I'm not special. But white girls, I feel like, one, like, I don't, like... What, like, is it, are you just trying to try something different? Like,
yeah.
Are you just trying to, like, change it up? I don't want to be in the mix with the white people.
Yeah.
Respectfully. Because we're not the same. But if I see, like, only light-skinned girls that look like me.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, he definitely has a type.
He has a type. And I fit into it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What about you?
I
would prefer not to see only... of either. Like, if you're gonna if you're gonna be only following black women, that's beautiful. Like, I prefer if you just follow black women, period.
Yeah.
But not specifically,
like,
light skin.
Yeah. I think I would do the same as you. Like, I would prefer that one, but it's still, like, really?
Mm-hmm. And there's no one that I know with a literal brain that ever looks at a guy's Instagram, like, that they might consider pursuing and mm-hmm. doesn't, like, check their following or check mutuals. Like, there's no way, like, no one's ever gonna follow you without checking your page first.
Yeah. And if they say they don't, they're lying.
Yeah. If they act like they're too cool to check and you're not gonna just follow someone back without, like, stalking them a little first.
Right. Never.
Literally never. It's ridiculous. This whole episode has been about, like, relationships and dating and, like, preferences. But I don't care. That's kind of, like, what we banter about. I know we always talk about preferences,
mm-hmm.
but, like, let's talk about it a little bit more. One thing I feel so passionately about,
mm-hmm.
and I'll talk about with anybody, is proposals, wedding proposals.
Ooh.
I'm so specific about what I would, more so what I wouldn't want.
Yeah.
Because it's good to be negative like that, you know? Let's break it down. Should we think of, like, top... couple what like worst ways to propose in our opinion,
okay,
and like not best ways because there aren't really that many best ways, but like a good way that we wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, anything that's public and embarrassing. For example, do not put me on that jumbotron with the sign that says Mariah, will you marry me? The fact that you have to pay for that, one, is a gag. Two, you're gonna pay to embarrass me. That sucks. Or a
flash mob. Flash mob was gonna be my absolutely
a Disneyland not. Anything yeah, really no, public. But let me also, like, disclaimer: if you're proposed to in this way and you look back and have fond memories, like, I'm genuinely so happy for you. I'm talking about what I would not want.
Yeah, it's for some people, but
it's
not us.
It's not us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash mob. I feel like, do people still do flash mobs anymore? Only, like, people over the age of, like, 30 still do flash mobs and think it's cool. I think, honestly.
I think just, like. Yeah, I haven't seen anyone do a flash mob, but I think just anything publicly is terrible.
But I also, like, even if a couple other notes, if it's really private,
mm-hmm.
good job.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't want to sign.
No.
I don't want to, unless it's like, what? What's a good, if you had to do a sign, what's a good one? Like a neon light. I kind of don't mind those. Written in flowers, like on the beach, I mm-hmm. guess. But I really don't want a sign. And don't you dare put it on a poster.
Yeah, no.
It's not poster. It's not a promposal.
No. I don't want any sign. No, don't spell anything out, actually.
And, like, I know it's coming. Like, you're making me walk down like a freaking... Honestly, I don't really want any type of decorative setup. Like, no. You know, like, some people, like, put, like, rose petals leading up to, like, some pretty place. I do actually like that, but there's zero element of surprise.
How do you not expect that?
But at that point, like, if you're...
Isn't crazy what they were going to get proposed to?
No, hopefully. Literally, jump scare. But... but like
I think I reacted to your jump scare, so you might get a funny clip out of that.
Like, at that point, you know you're getting proposed to because your boyfriend's taking you to a fancy place, and like, you've been dating for 4 years, and like, how often does that still happen? You know what I mean? And he made sure your nails were painted. So like, if he's trying to take you to a fancy place,
yeah,
you kind of like know it's coming.
Wouldn't that be so disappointing though if it didn't and you were expecting it?
That happens probably so often.
Yeah.
If you're like, when girls are expecting it. Like, I was watching this YouTube, I was watching Tiffany Ma, and she was saying, like, when they went ring shopping, which I thought was really smart, but then it really takes the element of surprise out. But she got to pick out the ring the type of ring she'd want him to buy. But they didn't buy it that day, but she showed him. That was smart, but also then you know it's coming in the next 6 months.
I think if that's the case scenario, I would prefer if I went with you.
That's what I thought, too.
And it's like, you were, like, looking for yourself.
And then you tell your boyfriend, ask Mariah when you're ready to propose. She knows what I like.
Yeah.
Exactly, Mia. Like,
I would need you to tell my future husband, like, oh, she likes this kind of ring.
Yeah, so we'll just have to tell our partners to go to each other for that. So, oh, why don't you go ring shopping together? That'd be so cute.
That'd be crazy.
Obviously, we'll wait.
Like, I already feel like we're older, but that...
That's crazy. But also, another thing that, although Tiffany Ma went ring shopping with her boyfriend that year,
mm-hmm.
or, like, in the months, like, before,
mm-hmm.
they, like, he started planning a bunch of, like, nice dates.
So she wouldn't know
to
which
throw
one.
Her off, which was smart. But still, she knows it's coming. So she said she went on, like, what, 5 dates without getting proposed to? And then the one that she went on that was the one?
Yeah.
She, like, didn't feel like... I don't know what she said. She didn't do her hair that day.
Oh.
And she was pissed. She's like, the one time I didn't do my hair was
That's
the one.
Funny.
You know, whatever. Which I thought was interesting. Similarly, her friend, Remy Ma. What the hell? Remy Ashton. Remy Ma. I don't know why.
I was like, wait, what?
Remy. Okay. Remy Ashton, her friend, a fellow YouTuber, said that her boyfriend told her that he's going to propose in 2023. Which is crazy, because now every date you
every
go on,
day.
You're going to expect it. And what if he's not proposing until November?
Or December 31st.
Yeah. So, he should have said it's coming, but not within the year.
Yeah.
But whatever. To each their own. Ooh. So, but you know what I do love? I love it when people have a hidden photographer /, like, camera setup.
I don't know if I want that.
What? You don't want it photographed?
You don't want to challenge me?
What did I say, like, early on? You don't really complimented me in our first episode.
Oh, yeah.
No, because I want it photographed. You don't have to post it, but I'm going to want it videotaped.
I already know I'm going to be ugly crying. I don't need photos. I'm okay.
Yeah, you're going to need
photos.
I
think for me, I would want a very, very personal, intimate setting. Like, literally just us.
Yeah.
Just a casual ask, a cutie little ring. I can cry to my fiance by myself. And then we can take a cute little picture and send it in every group chat ever. That's all I want.
No. Although I know I'm going to, like, watch the video back and critique, like, my posture, like, my this curl is out of place. Like, I'm going to want it on video / photographed.
I guess.
Just for the memes. I'm like, if it's fugly, you will never see it. I'm gonna wait till we have our engagement shoot to post those ones.
Are you
gonna
have an engagement shoot?
Well, by engagement shoot, I mean like
a
you
pic.
Come with us to the beach and like maybe put it in portrait mode once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I'm gonna like get a photographer.
Yeah.
But like, I'll make sure your schedule is available to take it. What about when people like after they get proposed to, the guy surprises the girl
with the
like,
family.
Yeah, do you like that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a very like
I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, I think I'm like now that I've been in such a crazy long relationship, and I feel like I have a better understanding. This is a joke. I feel like I'm more of a, like, very private, intimate private. Person, and I, like, don't need to share that with...
Right away.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, like, I love the sentiment of it, mm-hmm. but I want to call my mom and my best friends and tell them I'm engaged. And I don't want them to be waiting and watching.
Yeah, I don't want them to know. Yeah. I want to break the news.
Yeah. But I do love it when I see people, like, fly out the girls, like, sisters from, like, across the country.
Yeah, that's cute. I love when the girl doesn't know and she, like, texts her best friend and she's like, oh, my God. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't be there, but congratulations. And then she's right she's around the corner. She's there.
Yeah. No, yeah, I do like that, but I don't know if that would be for me, but I'll reflect on that and see. I love, like, a nice scenic moment.
Yeah.
Make sure I look good. My nails aren't done, like, well, that's the thing.
I think it would have to be for me. I would have to be, like, on vacation.
Yeah, because...
Then I know I'm ready.
I was just gonna say, because, like, you're gonna do all the self-care steps before a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my nails aren't done right now, because I'm not expecting to get proposed to right now, but, like, my nails will be done if I'm on vacation.
Yeah. I think, okay, tell my future husband, too. I would prefer to be proposed to in Hawaii.
Hawaii specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Not any beach.
Mm-mm. Okay. I want to get proposed to in Hawaii.
So he needs to plan a trip to Hawaii. Yeah. Is that going to make you suspicious? Because now we're talking about it.
No, because I think
You'll go often enough.
Yeah. Okay. Or I won't expect it.
But you're going to go and you've been dating for 3.5 years. That's the one
I would even expect it at 3.5 years.
You expect to be dating for longer than 3.5 years before a proposal?
Like, in my head, yes. And then I'm like, oh, I'm turning 25. So probably not.
I think 3.5 years is an appropriate amount of time to get proposed to, but I think everyone's different.
It's just scary. Jump scare.
I don't know, everyone's different. Some people date for 5 years, some people date for 2 and get proposed.
Or months. How about those people?
Oh, those people are built different. Yeah, no, could I don't know about me. That. That's not me over here, guys. Any type of public proposal is really where I stand against.
So if we're dating and I texted you this episode, take notes.
Yeah. But you know what's gonna be suspicious? Like, you're never gonna be like, hey Mariah, let's go get our nails done.
Why not?
Because we don't do that now. So if you were to say that, I'm gonna be suspicious.
I'll just start doing it when it gets serious.
Well, that's why he needs to do it. That's why you need to tell him that he needs to do it when we're on a trip or something.
Yeah, no, that's what
I'm
saying.
Which, like, why wouldn't you? What are you gonna do it on freaking, like,
Westfield's Pizza?
No, like, come on. Of course you're gonna do it at a nice place.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. No place would be Hawaii.
I wouldn't even prefer it, like, in a restaurant.
No.
Unless we do a little.
Sorry, you scared me.
Yeah, unless we do, like, I'm picturing, like, the restaurants in Hawaii or, like, beach ones, whatever you like. There's, like, a little walkabout, then you can, but not in the restaurant.
I need it to be a pretty sentence.
If you propose, this is the way to go about it. If he's gonna propose to you and there's any opportunity for a cloud to applaud after, you're doing
no.
it wrong. That's
no crowd.
What to go off of.
Yeah.
If there's enough people to applaud, pick another spot.
Yeah. Valid.
We shared some very, I don't know if they're controversial, but very strong opinions today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little lighter.
That was a good therapy sesh.
Yeah. I feel like people know where we stand.
Yeah.
And no
there's
one can
no
get
questions
it confused.
Asked.
Yeah.
Right.
This feels like a good episode. And I hope
yeah,
the
I feel
listeners are listening.
Yeah. I feel mojo back.
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of swagalicious. So we're going to have to keep the momentum going and pray that
and
they
keep
see
that
us
dang
again.
Note.
And what?
And keep that dang note.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Now we got to clear it.
Yeah, now we got to delete.
Delete. And then I try to say it at the same time as you, but for some reason my brain deleted it.
That's
and
okay.
Then we need to redo it and keep going, you know what I mean?
That's how the note works, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, is that all for us today?
It's all for us today.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope that you guys tune in next time. Be sure to check out our other socials, 100% pod, on Instagram and TikTok. We are trying to pop off on there. We're trying our very best. And we appreciate your support as always. Live, laugh, love.
I was going to say that.
Oh my God, at the same time?
Live, laugh, love.
Bye.
Bye.